Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us on the line, Uriel Rosen. He's the operation manager at Hatzola Medical Rescue. Uriel, a very, very good morning to you. How are you?
Morning. Good and you?
Excellent. Thank you for asking. So are we in the third wave as far as Hatzola is concerned?
It's a tough question. As the NICD, the National Institute of Communicable Diseases, have not officially declared a third wave yet, but our numbers are rising. Our numbers are definitely rising.
So how bad are the numbers?
Well, let me give you a little bit of kind of a comparison here. 3 weeks ago, we had 25 new cases in the week. Last week, we had 44 new cases. This week, we are currently sitting at 64 new cases in this entire week.
So it's gone up. I mean, I've been following the numbers, and it's gone, I think it was from 18 to 40. It's really been a significant increase.
Yeah. So if you look at our active cases currently, we are sitting at 113 active cases. Well, just 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, we were sitting at 32 active cases. So we've definitely risen by quite a bit.
Right. And in terms of what you're seeing in community, I would imagine that a lot of people within the community have had COVID. A lot of people have thankfully been vaccinated. Surely we shouldn't see as bad a third wave as we have seen before. But that doesn't seem to be playing out in the numbers.
Okay, see, the truth is we don't actually know. It's still very early on. I'll tell you that we have seen patients getting COVID for a second time. Patients had actually had COVID in January are getting COVID again now.
That's interesting.
We've seen patients that got COVID in the first wave are getting COVID again now. We've seen quite a few of these almost repeat positive swabs on patients. The vaccine, again, I mean, it's a larger discussion, maybe for a different time, but the vaccine, we don't know much about this vaccine. We don't know much about COVID-19 vaccine specifically in general. We don't know if it's stopping people getting it or not. We've had a few, not many, in terms of numbers, that have had the vaccine and a month later still gotten COVID. My fear is that actually people are going to feel that they have gotten the vaccine and now are safe, and they're going to just, go out there and either infect others or get infected themselves. And we don't even know if it stops that, or it stops the infection, or if it stops this. We don't know. We actually don't.
Right. And that's a siren going off in Israel. If you are listening from Israel, it doesn't mean it's in your area. Just make sure we are making our listeners aware of when the sirens, unfortunately, are going off. So Hatzola, obviously very, very concerned about the weekend that's coming up. Shavuot is a time that people get together for meals at shuls. Tikkun Lel, I know, has been curtailed because of curfew, but it is a worry, isn't it?
It is a big worry. The biggest worry here is, you've probably heard this countless times, the concept of pandemic fatigue, where people are just over it and people are tired, and the truth is I don't blame them.
We all are. Of course, everybody is.
Everyone is. Healthcare workers are no different to anyone else. We are also tired, in many, 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 many ways. I think where healthcare workers are a little bit different here is that we actually see the sick people. We see the severity. We see the people that the Jewish community, we see them getting sick. And when a Jewish member gets sick, we feel like it's our own family getting sick. I have my family friends that are lying in ICU on ventilators at the moment. And for me, that's scary. And that pushes me to be more safe and just continue. There are three things we know work. And we've said this time and time again. There are three things that work. Nothing else really matters, but three things. And that's sanitize your hands, keep away from people, social distance, and wear a mask. We know those three things work. If we can just do them you know, I reckon we'll be a lot safer.
So that's the message to the community. Are you, would you recommend that people, if they are thinking about going to a Tikkunlel or a meals, that that they could sort of cancelling them?
Look, I don't want to say that. I don't want to say cancel your plans. I want to say be clever about your plans. Don't be reckless with your plans. I wouldn't go to a meal with 50 other people sitting in a closed room with no ventilation. I wouldn't do that. But going to a shul where they are practicing good COVID guidelines and good COVID rules, I can't necessarily see a problem with it, because they are keeping to the rules. And if you're keeping to the rules, well, then you're inherently going to be safe. Stay away from unsafe areas. And if your shul is not keeping to those guidelines, or if your community is not keeping to those guidelines, or if your family or friends are not keeping to those guidelines, well, then I do recommend you stay away from that.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. Uriel Rosen. That is unfortunately where we do have to leave it. Operations Manager at Hatzolah Medical Rescue, keep doing the amazing work that you are doing.